Ilhan Omar has been in Congress since 2019, and even after just 3 years, it's still too long. Damage done. Russia attacking Ukraine didn't happen out of the blue. Democrats like Omar and their blue wave created the problem. And Omar is leading the charge to tear down democracy and our freedoms. Minnesota deserves better. It's time for a change. Let's bring back American values. Say no to Ilhan Omar's anti-American agenda. This election, vote Republican. Since he was a little boy, Ron DeSantis knew he wanted to be a soldier. He wanted to help people, defend them from bullies, uphold American values, and he did just that. From Yale to Harvard Law to serving in the JAG Corps on the SEAL Team 1 deployed to Iraq, DeSantis protected those in need. He did the same with the U.S. Department of Justice, and then as our congressman. As Florida's governor, there's no bigger champion for people and communities. He's always been there for us, so let's keep it that way. Ron DeSantis for governor. Nancy Pelosi. She likes to talk about average Americans. Cute. With her $12,000 handbag and nine-figure net worth, she's definitely in touch with Walmart moms and gig economy workers just trying to get by. She even helped pass legislation that, oh wait, cost thousands of gig workers their livelihoods. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi. She wouldn't know an average American unless she saw one cleaning her mansion. It's a national shame. America has the highest number of homeless in the Western world. And each year, the government cuts homeless aid to the bone. Private charities can't do it alone. Call your congressperson and tell them America demands that our government help solve the homeless crisis. Women have come a long way in America, but there's still a long way to go. With the average female worker earning only 70% of a man in the same role, the fight for equality isn't over. Search #EqualMeansEqual to learn how you can help.